This is Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. You are listening to Leaders Portfolio, and I'm reminding you to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. I love these awards because we always talk, you know, publicly there's this whole discussion and kind of often a bashing of corporations in the public discourse. And what these awards do is say, you know, instead of course we all know there are certain bad companies, but instead of focusing on the bad, and not that we shouldn't, you know, get rid of the bad and whatever, let's look at what positive leadership and ethics values companies have. And judge them by a set of independent evaluators, and come back and give leadership business awards and leadership awards. And so if you're a company in the D.C. area, or maybe you're a company beyond the D.C. area, there's a national category, there are categories for companies here. We really encourage you to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Now I am in studio with the president of Centric Business Systems, Mr. Richard Bastinelli. Centric Business Systems provides multifunctional business products, operates with 5 offices, including a new one, across the Mid-Atlantic region, and 135 employees. Mr. Richard Bastinelli was a 2012 Maryland finalist for Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. Welcome, Rick, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, let's talk about your kind of value with office products. So in the past, office products were about copying, faxing, printing, and it's shifted to where now companies want the ability to search through their documents that were scanned into a copier or et cetera. And so talk about where your company fits and where, you know, have you had a leading role in that, et cetera?
That's very interesting. There has been a tremendous transition in our business over the past 20 years, but at no point in the history of our industry has the transition been more dramatic than what's taking place right now.
In the last year, 5 years?
Predominantly in the last year.
Really?
And the primary reason for that is there's just a tremendous trend going on in our industry that's transitioning the way people actually manage their documents. And a classic illustration is we're in a very mobile society, and everyone's connected, and we're all migrating towards managing and disseminating documents through the cloud. And that's really changing the landscape of the office. A classic illustration is that there are more untethered workers in America today than at any other point in time. And in addition to that, there's a lot of contract employees. So these are people who are working out of their home, which dramatically impacts document production. So consequently, we've been on the forefront of helping companies transition to a more digital workflow environment that'll help them to manage these documents more effectively.
And one of the issues with kind of this integrated environment, right, is that now there's almost a security issue, right? So if anybody can access a file, and I'm sure your product solves that, because there's people, you know, it's a lot more, and obviously even I know in the medical field that's an issue, because people have controlled patient charts that wouldn't have in the past, and that's created issues. So there's always good and bad with any technology.
Network security is a critical issue, but both the software manufacturers and the hardware manufacturers have all dealt with that very effectively, and they all have products that are certified by the federal government to meet the security standards.
And the other thing for I'm thinking of even small business owners is, you know, we used to have these standalone machines, right? Copiers. And now, you know, so if something broke, you can run to Staples, get the copier. And now everything's so integrated, it almost makes the person more beholden to you. Is that yours?
Yes and no. I think that the key component of what is taking place today is that people are strategically placing multifunctional devices in their office. These devices are essentially a portal that helps them communicate not only internally within their network, but also with the outside world. And consequently, you have duplicity within any given operation, and you have a number of devices that you could go to. Therefore, it enhances the reliability.
Got it. And you've been in this office technology business for 39 years.
Wow.
So have you, yeah, right. So have you seen it kind of fairly, you've seen like the last year the most change? Really?
Most significantly. And a number of reasons for that. When we look at the workforce today, 25% of the workforce is Generation Y. Generation Y processes documents much differently than my generation did. If I was reviewing a 25-page contract, I would print it out. I would want paper. I would mark up all the changes to it. Today, Generation Y, they grew up in front of a computer screen. They're comfortable working with that particular type of environment. And they're also a lot more environmentally sensitive. So we definitely see a trend of page output declining in the future years.
And that goes along with your, you said you have a new building, it's gold LEED certified, and you did that to be consistent with your vision.
Yeah, a big part of our mission is to help to bring green document management solutions to our clients. And we felt that there was no better way to speak to our mission than to build a building that was gold LEED certified and incorporated all of the sustainability elements that we're looking to accomplish through our customer base.
We are in studio with the president of Centric Business Systems, Mr. Richard Bastinelli. And Rick, you have a Bloomsburg University BA from bachelor's. And what's your overall leadership philosophy?
I think that first and foremost, a leader is responsible for assembling the right team to manage the company. I've always believed that if you hire awesome people and create a great culture, you're going to be very successful. But I think in addition to that, a leader is also responsible for being the visionary of the company, to create the vision, to solicit buy-in of that vision from other members of the management team, and then communicate it effectively to the organization and relentlessly drive it to completion.
Yep. And you started this when? So you started it?
I actually acquired a startup company in 1991. And that was our first year in business. And over the past 21 years, we've had significant growth.
Was the vision to be where you are today?
The vision was to be beyond where we are today, but we always have set
like all entrepreneurs, the plan always changes.
Very, very aggressive goals. Yes.
And let's talk about what you think is missing with regards to leadership in this country.
I think the word that is missing the most with leadership in this country is trust. There's so many management principles that you hear about day in and day out, but not too many people are talking about trust. And I think that trust is the key ingredient to a successful relationship. And I think to establish trust in business, you really need to communicate what you're going to do. You need to state the reasons why you're going to do it. And more importantly, you need to do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, I've talked about this too, where you know, it used to be a handshake. You didn't have to put it in a contract because you were going to just shake a hand and do it. Mm-hmm. And then and now I say a lot of people who are, you know, don't mind doing what the handshake says. They don't mind putting in a contract because if you write it down, they're going to deliver anyway. So who cares if we write it up, right? But there's been this shift away from doing what you say in this country, I would argue. So it's interesting. The trust thing's good. Now, you serve on industry dealer advisory boards for both Sharp Electronics Corporation and Ricoh Corporation. So, you know, this is interesting to me because how does it help and how does it hurt to be on boards for products you sell?
Well, I think the reason why I'm on those boards is because we're one of the largest customers for both of those manufacturers, and they are very interested in getting solicitations and input from their key customers. I think the benefit to it is that you're very close to the inner circle and you have a roadmap of where they're going, what their product line looks like, and some good insight into the future direction of the company. There aren't too many downsides of being in that particular position. I wouldn't want to trade it for anything. It's a great experience. And sometimes maybe a little bit too much information, but I'd rather have that than not enough.
That's interesting. Good. We're speaking with the president of Centric Business Systems, Mr. Richard Bastinelli. Now, Rick, I got a quote for you. This is from Edwin Chapin. Impatience never commanded success. Forbes business quote. Impatience never commanded success. Thoughts?
Well, I tend to agree with that. I think that success in business is the result of a very well-conceived plan. And I think that you need to incorporate a lot of discipline to stay on course with that plan, stay focused on to the core business, and sometimes for purposes of short-term gain, people sometimes get off course, and I think in the long run that creates a lot of problems.
And, have you ever gotten off course with your business?
Plenty of times.
How did you realize you were off course?
Well, I think that, the results are pretty revealing. And I think that when you can look at your performance at the end of the year and see that you didn't accomplish the goals that you had set out, it requires a lot of reflection. And when you look back on it, you oftentimes find that you varied from that course.
And so do you think you're a better leader today than, was it 1991 you started this?
There is no doubt about that. I think experience is a great teacher. And over the years, you've learned from a lot of mistakes. And I've always believed that life is a personal improvement process. And you approach each day that way and you get better as you progress.
Now, you have insight. Real interesting because you see the people who are federal contractors and the private sector who are, well, private sector is often federal contractors, but you kind of see both sides. And so you have an insight into people, not buying office equipment during the Great Recession or now starting to think, I think we're going to stay out of this. I think we're going to. And so what do you see on the business side in this region? Are people still holding back?
No, I think there has been a tremendous rebound in this particular region. I think we're very fortunate in this region.
Because of the federal spending.
Because of the federal spending and all the offshoot that is part of that particular process. And I think that this region of the country is far exceeds what's been happening nationally. And our industry is not recession-proof, but at the end, we're pretty recession-resistant.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you, Rick, for being on Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
President of Centric Business Systems, Mr. Richard Bastinelli, here on Leaders Portfolio. I want to thank the supporters of leadership, our sponsors, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia. Thank you to them for supporting leadership. If you want the federal business communities to be aware that you are a business that cares about leadership, please become a sponsor of Leaders Portfolio. Contact us. This is a day and age when people are not very trusting of business partners. And so consider sponsoring Leaders Portfolio. Back after this.